Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Now, here is part of a quick interview I did with an Illinois state senator named John Sullivan, who knew Obama when they both served in the state legislature. This is part of our convention series, Meet the Delegates. I spoke to John Sullivan outside Coors Field, the Rocky Stadium in Denver yesterday. Tell me your name, where you're from, and what's great about your hometown.
My name's John Sullivan, and I'm from a small town about an hour outside of Springfield called Rushville, Illinois, and I'm a state senator there and also an Obama delegate.
So what does it mean to you to be a Democrat in 2008?
You know, I'm very proud. I've always been proud to be a Democrat, but I'm especially proud this year because, you know, and I'm a little bit look at it maybe different from other people because I served with Brock in the Illinois State Senate, so I know him very well. And, you know, he was there. Our terms overlapped 2 years. And, you know, he was out campaigning for me when I ran. I was been campaigning for him as well. So, you know, to know who this who our nominee is, to know who Brock is personally, obviously gives me a little different perspective. So
are you a little surprised to have seen him rise this far this fast? You know, Maureen Dowd in the New York Times calls him beanpole guy because he looks so young and skinny.
I think everybody has to be a little bit surprised by that. Let's face it, he's risen to the level that he is in a very short period of time. But if you, and the first time, that people remember the first time that they met Brock, and I'll never forget it. My wife and I both had a chance to meet him, and we're just so, you know, you're so impressed by the gentleman and his sincerity and obviously his ability to relate. You know, I think this is a great thing, his ability to relate to all different aspects, all different people in their different walks of lives. And I think that leaves when that impression that he leaves on people is very dramatic. And so from one perspective, yes, I'm surprised, but on another, I see what the man is capable of doing.
Republicans are saying, but he hasn't done anything yet. What has Barack Obama accomplished that qualifies him to be president?
You know, I look at it this way. He has accomplished, certainly in a short period of time, he's accomplished a lot, but you can't go back and look at his resume and said he's done this, this, and this. I understand that. But I think that's what the public is actually one of the reasons why he's had so much popularity is the fact that they're looking for somebody new and somebody different. You know, his theme of change, you know, maybe it's a cliche, but I think it certainly resonates with the public out there because they've seen what the insider politics has been like. They know people that have been entrenched and been in there a long time, and they have seen things being status quo. He has a message of, you know, trying to do things differently and getting more people involved. So I think it's a breath of fresh air.
Thank you very much. Enjoy the convention.
Absolutely. I intend to. Thanks for being here.